From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is attempting to reassure people that air travel is safe in the wake of an attempted attack Christmas Day. Napolitano said on Sunday morning talk shows there's no indication the incident was part of a larger terrorist plot. NPR's Jeff Brady has more.
Secretary Napolitano said Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was on a national security list, but that investigators did not have enough information to keep him from boarding an international flight to Detroit. On CNN, Napolitano praised the response to the incident.
Everybody responded quickly, effectively, without panicking and shutting down the airline systems or air travel. What we did is dealt with the incident, put out additional security measures both at airports here and abroad, and made sure that the flights that were in the air were indeed safe.
Napolitano says the incident is prompting officials to review security measures both here and abroad. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
NATO has announced an American service member was killed yesterday in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan, the second such loss for the U.S. military in 2 days. In a statement, NATO also says a joint international Afghan force killed several militants, including a Taliban commander, during an operation in Afghanistan's Zabul province this weekend. Iranian opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi's nephew reportedly was one of at least 4 people killed in clashes between protesters and security forces in Tehran. Dale Gavlek has details.
A close aide to Mousavi said the reformist nephew Ali Mousavi died of wounds in a Tehran hospital. Opposition websites, witnesses, and Twitter feeds said security forces fired on anti-government protesters in the fiercest clashes seen since the disputed June re-election of hardline President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Demonstrators shouted "death to the dictator," referring to Ahmadinejad. In several areas of Tehran, footage was shown on the websites of protesters fighting furiously against security forces, hurling stones at them and setting their motorcycles on fire. Demonstrations also took place in at least 3 other cities. Video from cell phones from other cities has been spotty due to weak reception. It was the second straight day of clashes during a major Shiite religious festival. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is praising the military for its pre-dawn raid in the West Bank yesterday that led to the deaths of 3 Palestinians. The Israeli army says it had killed militants linked to the death of an Israeli settler last week. In Gaza yesterday, Israeli troops also killed 3 young Palestinian men that they say ignored warning shots to stay away from the Israeli border. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas strongly criticized the shootings. From Washington, this is NPR News. Thousands of Hamas loyalists in Gaza are commemorating the first anniversary of a war that killed more than 1,400 Palestinians and 13 Israelis. A year ago, Israel carried out a 3-week offensive against militants after a string of rocket attacks against the Jewish state. Diplomats and rights groups are waiting for word of a Korean-American missionary who crossed the border from China into North Korea on Christmas Day. A rights group said it planned to release a videotape of the border crossing today. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this from Beijing.
North Korean state media made no mention of Robert Park's disappearance into North Korea. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing and the State Department said they were aware of the incident but had no further details. The 28-year-old Park, a Tucson, Arizona resident, crossed the frozen Tumen River that forms the border between China and North Korea. According to a rights group in Seoul called Pax Koreana, Park was bearing a letter calling on North Korean leader Kim Jong-il to open the country to foreign assistance and release all political prisoners immediately. The rights group said Park wanted to be arrested to draw attention to the plight of the North Korean people. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari is dismissing speculation about his political survival. Speaking on the second anniversary of the assassination of his wife, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, Zardari also pledged to defend democracy in Pakistan. But his government is marred by ongoing militant attacks. In northwestern Pakistan today, a government official's home was bombed, killing him and his family of 5. Zardari also faces public criticism for suspected U.S. airstrikes on Pakistani soil. This is NPR.